Ephrem Nitansaki is a spokesperson for The Bridge, and he joins us. Hello, Mr. Saki. The Bridge is a very new group in the political landscape. When was it formed, and what informed its formation at this time?
Yes, we've been in existence since 2004, but we were not called The Bridge. We were called Marketing Group for the Atta Mills campaign. We also have the ICT group. We had the Food Soldiers. It is this group that has come together to form what we call The Bridge now.
And who are behind the group?
It's, as I said, there are people who took part in ICP during, who were part of the ICP group in during the election. There are people who were also involved in marketing Professor Mills and the party. And there were people who were part of, who were registered members for Food Soldiers of the party. These are the members that came together to form The Bridge.
You don't want to give out any names?
I am one of them.
Now, what does The Bridge hope to achieve?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we need everybody on board for the good of the party. So that's why we are calling on the Council of Elders and other known party members to ensure that they help us in bringing the unity and the peace that the party deserves. We also believe that party leaders should avoid taking stance in order to be in the position to counsel all the various factions. We are appealing to spokespersons in the factions to be brought together and giving guidelines by the party itself. We also believe that if the party leadership at the constituency, regional and national level avoid statements that will put a wedge between the various factions in the event that one or two of them loses, which is going to happen in any way, it will make it impossible or difficult for the same executives to try to bring them together. So we believe that if we can all stand neutral, at least, after all, our vote should be our secret. But if we can be coming on air, we party leaders, we can come on air and deciding with one person, I think we do not put us in a position to set that kind of neutral position.
Now, judging from your maiden statement, The Bridge welcomes the decision by President Mills, Nana Akunedu, Jim Rawlings, and Dr. Ekos Piogabra to contest the NDC flag bearership race.
Yes.
Now, do you agree that the three-horse race is fueling tensions within the NDC?
Yes, it is. It is fueling tensions. But, you know, in democracy, you can never avoid competition. And that is what we must all be aware of. If you go and you stand unopposed, it is good. But if somebody wants to stand against you, we should not be enemies. We should all see it as, it should rather inspire us to be able to know that, well, we are serving, we are living by the tenets of democracy. This includes participation. You know, this will inspire the youth to also believe that, well, when I participate in the governing process of the country, bearing in mind that by joining the party, I'll be encouraged to be committed and my commitment will be rewarded in future, I think it will help all of us. But if we say that, well, don't contest, though in a way it may help in our political campaign that there is hope for the president, but now it has not happened. We have tried this, insisting that the president should go. Now it has not happened. So what we do, we have to make good use of what has happened to let the world know that it's a positive thing, that if we allow it to happen, it would rather help us.
Now, the constituent members of The Bridge seem to make it pro Atta Mills. That is from the background that you've given. How fair will it be in dealing with the Kudedu and Spiogabra camps?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation. That is why we are calling on them.
So how are you going to manage it?
Well, that is the only thing we can do now is to appeal to them so that all of us can work as neutral people. Where I am a constituency executive. I have somebody that I'll be voting for if I am delegated by my constituency. But I need to stand to position myself in such a way that whoever wins, I should be able to work with the person.
Now, The Bridge warns against personal attacks and wild allegations by the aspiring flag bearers. How damaging is this development within the NDC as election 2012 approaches?
You know, the kind of comments that we are making, the opposition is going to use those comments against us in future. So if maybe you come out and say this person is like this, you denigrate somebody, you paint the person black, when the person wins, how are you going to convince the people that what you said about the person some time ago is not true? That is why we believe that we can all say, but convince people that what I can do, when you vote for me, this and this is what I'm going to do to help the country. These are my visions for the country. We want people to come up with what they can do for the country rather than saying that this person is like this, this person is not healthy, or this person is this or that.
Now, Mr. Saki,
yes.
Your group wants the flag bearers to be held responsible for ugly utterances by their spokespersons.
Yes.
How workable is this suggestion?
Yes, you know, they've all heard what their spokesperson have been saying. At least they should be in a position to call them to order now. They should call them and let them know that this is truly, that is not your stand. Call the person and let the person know that what you have said is actually not my stand. You go out and let the people know that this is not my stand.
Okay, Mr. Saki, that will be all for now. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was spokesperson for the pro-NDC group, The Bridge.